Soki la la yo ke yu La la kobokola Yelanga tulona Soki la la yo gazu La la kobatela Falala ya bolingo La la kobokola Yelanga tulona Kobatela, oye, oye, mwana oyo tobota. Motema na ngo memi, nini na kosala soki na zanya. Mokili se deux a deux, natikali mozimba na kobima na na liyo. La kobokola, yanga tolona, na na kobatela, mama, mwana oyo tobotanga na yo, awa yo ke yo, awa yo ke yo yo. Malango menu Nini na kosala soki na zangia Mokili se deux a deux Natikali mozimba na kobima na na nio Ela kabakala Elanga tolona Ela kobatela mama Soki okani yoko kende tutu
Si un jour tu vas décider de partir propose à la layette
He was 60 last year, an extraordinary singer from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Papa Wemba. A song he recorded in 1995 called Awa Yokei, which means if you go away. I find it very hard not to dissolve into tears every time I hear that. Wonderful song. And there are some more interesting voices on this next track from the Maasai people who live in the Rift Valley of the Kenyan-Tanzanian border. First, some women gossip while milking the cows, and you can hear the cowbells. One woman's telling the others about the lover she's taken since she's become the second or third wife of a much older man. Then the young men sing in falsetto about their former warring expeditions.
Yeah,
Recorded in the late 60s or early 70s, groups of women and men from the Maasai people of the Kenyan-Tanzanian border. Now, here's a piece recorded in 1948, which rather fits in with my thread of solo sax and clarinet music this week. Coleman Hawkins, born in 1904, who was to have such an influence on the sax world, and it all started when he was given an instrument for his 9th birthday. This is his renowned solo, Picasso, from Picasso from 1948.
Juste el range d'au bout de sperne duet.
quartet who bring together the traditions of Brittany and the Occitan region of France. Jan Fonge Caminer, Laurent Audemars, François Favart and René Sett, and the Ballad of Young Helen. And they followed on from the legendary Coleman Hawkins, his solo piece Picasso, recorded in 1948. More solo sax in a few minutes, this time a piece written earlier this year. First, though, another track from the new CD by Solveig Schlettiel. I caught up with her a couple of weeks ago. We were sitting in the gallery at King's Place in London, and we talked about her new CD and about her musical upbringing.
My father was a priest, and my mother is a nurse, but they, you know, they had sang duets together with my mum on the guitar, and it was, and there's been music all over, really. All my aunts and uncles, they sang in choirs, and every Christmas party there's, you know, chorals and all that. My grandfather was an organ player in the church and lala. So, yeah, that's really fond memories of him sitting close to the piano when I was playing the Christmas hymns. And he told me not to hammer the piano.
A lovely solo tenor sax piece by Carl Seglen, a piece he wrote one very cold and dark winter day in February. Before Carl, Solveig Schlettighjell and her Slow Motion Orchestra, and a song called Three Hearts in a Bowl, which comes from her new CD, Tarpan Sessions, and I'll play you more from that tomorrow night. Nina Nastasia begins a tour over here later this month. Dates coming up, but first, here's a song called One Turned In.
Who's wasting heaps of time collecting every record written of your troubled mind? Who's wandering in a maze? The hedge is growing heady, heading in. Thank you.
a piece called Requiem by the tenor sax player Andrei Rulagetin and the pianist Eyolf Dahler, following on from Nina Nastasia and a song called One Turned In. Nina's over here from the end of this month. She begins a tour in Cardiff on the 29th, then on to the Scala in London on the 30th, and then she moves on to Bristol, Oxford, Brighton, Nottingham, Leeds, Cambridge and Manchester, and ends the tour in Dublin on December the 10th.
Thank you.
South American-inspired Finnish trio called Nordic Shoru, and a track inspired by the legend of the Sampo from the epic Kalevala. Stefan Mikus just before, from his new CD Bold as Light. Stefan playing kalimba and shakuhachi in Golden Ginkgo Tree. Another track tonight from the Argentinian singer Dolores Sola. This is a pasodoble called Zulima.
Flor cautiva del harem que de Oriente te trajeron y desnuda te vendieron en un rincón del Magreb. Más placer a tu señor que hoy te elige por sultana y serás esclava mañana sin saber lo que es amor. Zulima, bella como el encanto de un sueño azul, como la rosa de tu Estambul, ríe cansada fingiendo amores a tu sultán, cual Sherezade en la velada del Ramadán. Sales al jardín y a tu ala dices tu cuita, la traduce en la mezquita la triste voz del muajín. mientras un viejo tuareg allá en la Talmud querida llorará a su hija perdida en un rincón del Magreb. Su rima bella como el encanto de un sueño azul, de labios rojos como la rosa de tu Estambul. Ríes cansada fingiendo amores a tu sultán, cual Sherezade en la velada el Ramadán.
Fine sax playing from Eric Hegdahl and Andre Rulegetten. Runa Nagor on bass and Gard Nielsen on drums, who of course you might have seen playing at Café Otto with Puma earlier on tonight. That was Arabian Euroline, following on from Argentinian singer Dolores Sola and Zulimba.
Thank you. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Sitting here with my arms around my music, thinking of a girl that I might spend the whole of my days with. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Until then, I will do the best that I can. Any fine young girl that I might meet that I could use, keep my eye on. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Oh, maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Mother tried the very best that she could do. That was no good, the one she chose did not like the way her teeth grew. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. One fine day I took a walk down by the river. Fair maid did lie and she did sigh as I stooped down to kiss her. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along. Maybe someday she will come along, long. Maybe someday she will come along.
Thank you.
Perhaps not immediately obvious, but that was Super Silent from their latest release, Super Silent 10. The incredible string band just before from 1966, and Maybe Someday. And first, the brilliant harmonica quartet Sveng and a track called Haiduka. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow night you can hear the latest Late Junction collaboration, which brings together the oud player Chayam Alami and the cellist Matthew Barley and bass guitarist Crawford Blair. About 20 minutes worth of music which you'll be able to download for the next 30 days as the Late Junction podcast. That's at around midnight tomorrow. All from sax player Carl Seglem now. This time, Carl's on Goat Horn with Ellen Darlin on percussion. And this is the title track from the album Ossicles. The ever inventive Carl Seglem playing tenor sax there, joined in his band by Håkon Høgemo on hardanger fiddle and Olav Torget on ngoni. The new CD from Israeli-born pianist Anat Fort has earned her some well-deserved nice reviews. She's with her trio, Gary Wang on bass and Roland Schneider on drums. This is a track called Minnesota.
Thank you.
A lovely track from the Anat Fort Trio, Minnesota, which comes from their CD, And If. I'm going to end tonight with a piece by Ingram Marshall called Woodstone. The title is based on Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata, and he uses a theme from the sonata in the piece as well. It's played by the Berkeley Gamelan, directed by Daniel Schmidt. Till tomorrow, good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in just under an hour from now, you can hear Brahms' first piano concerto with John Lill as soloist. But in this first hour, our musical journey across Europe takes us to the Balkans for a concert given in Zagreb in November 2008 by the Sebastian String Quartet, joined first here by the double bass player Nikša Bobetko. In 1923, Josip Slavenski returned from his studies in Prague to the newly formed Yugoslav Republic, settling in Belgrade the following year. From around that time, this Balkan suite of his begins with dances from Serbia, Albania and Macedonia. The fourth movement's called My Song, and a Bulgarian dance rounds the work off.
Thank you.
a Balkan suite by Josip Slavenski. His success outside Yugoslavia in the 1920s and 30s was in contrast to the conservative reaction at home to this Croatian-born composer in Belgrade, where he settled, and only since his death in 1955 has his stature been properly recognised. The Sebastian String Quartet look back three centuries from there now to when viol consorts would often make instrumental versions of motets, such as these two by the 17th century Croatian Ivan Lukacic.
Thank you.
Ivan Lukacic returned from his Italian studies to become director of music at Split Cathedral for some 30 years in the first half of the 17th century. Those were his motets Quam Pulchra Eis and Ex Ore Intantium, played by the Sebastian String Quartet. Hugo Wolf dedicated most of his short life to German language song composition, so it's easy to forget that he was born in what's now Slovenia. This is his Italian Serenade for String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.